don't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. They'll leave me alone because I want to be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. Telling you, brother, don't tread on me. The time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Tread on my guns, don't you tread on my freedom, God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll dance your fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second hour on this terrific Tuesday, December 10th, 2024 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Joining us on the line in this time slot, usually every Tuesday. Sometimes we have to move things around, but he's Johnny on the spot today. Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse is on the line with us this morning. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Trucker Randy.
107 bills in the House, 68 bills in the Senate today.
Mm-hmm.
That's their agenda for today. And here's the thing, Ian. We talked about it, and maybe you heard about it as well. Matt Hall is taking the fourth bite at the apple with the Republican plan to basically shift the way they spend our money in Lansing towards $2.7 billion towards fixing roads and bridges. And the Democrats relied on an outside Citizens Research Council report last week that poked holes in Matt Hall's plan. And thereby, because of that, therefore, they are not going to take it up in the lame duck. Surprise, surprise?
Oh, yeah, no surprise at all. I mean, in my opinion, everybody's seen that classic cartoon of the clown car, right? And one clown gets out after another clown, after another clown, after another clown. And I'm not saying Matt Hall is the clown here. What I'm saying is that these bills that just keep coming out and wanting to be introduced, they're just, it's just one clown after another. And I'm not surprised. And I'm just wondering, where have the adults gone?
Yeah. Where have the adults gone in Lansing? Because here's why. Jace Bulger introduced this proposal back in 2012 when Rick Snyder and Brian Kelly were the supposedly Republican governor, lieutenant governor. They had majority of the House and the Senate, and they couldn't pass it then. Well, Jace Bulger gets term limited out. He hands it to Tom Leonard. Tom Leonard introduces it when Governor Rick Snyder, Brian Kelly, majority in the House and the Senate, they don't pass it then. Well, then they pass it to Lee Chatfield when Leonard's term limited out. We still, for at least 2 years, had the majority with Snyder, Kelly. Well, guess what? Whitmer comes in, and they can't get it done with her. So now Matt Hall is going to take a fourth bite of the apple during a lame duck session when they're ramming their insane package of bills. I don't know if you heard my show yesterday, but this litany of bills they're passing is just unbelievably insane. And now he wants them to bring this up. They're not going to do it. Matt, go sit in the corner. You Republicans, sit in the corner and watch, because no amendments. They said in a agenda today's statement that I got to the radio station, Ian, they may not even allow the Republicans to talk during the comments in the chamber, whether you can raise your hand, you know, get recognized by the speaker. They're not even going to let the. They're not even going to acknowledge the Republicans. That's how fast they're going to be ramming these bills through. I mean, this. Do you think the Republicans are going to learn how to govern, watching what the Democrats have done for the last 2 years?
You know what I'm hoping. The short answer: I don't think so. And I feel like it may just be retribution time for them. Unfortunately, what's really disappointing is. These are all people that participate in a parliamentary process, and none of them, it seems, want to actually understand and participate in that parliamentary process. This entire thing is just, like I said, it's a clown show. It's a complete clown show.
Absolutely. We'll get more opinions from Ian on the other side. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TruckerRandy, or call 800-654-9659.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm, except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmith. Call 231-838-5571.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Staying on through the break, Ian Murphy at the Iron Pig Smokehouse over in Gaylord. Text message from John up in St. Ignace. They all understand, Ian always have, they choose not to follow protocol, rules of order, laws on the books, let alone the Constitution as written. Love you guys. Greatly appreciate you guys and your comments. So, Ian, here's the question. If we aren't going to get the Republicans, when they take the majority, the gavel, in January, Matt Hall will have a 58-52 majority. I'm calling on these Republicans in the House where appropriations, spending bills must start. Budget for next year, end of the year 2026 budget. They have got to stand up to this governor and the two-seat majority Democrats in the Senate and show some leadership, some strength, some spine. And we have to hold them accountable if they don't do it. Would you basically agree with that statement?
1,000%. Absolutely.
Now, here's the point. If they don't, and they go along, get along this bipartisanship, kumbaya type of attitude, aren't they basically contributing to the liberals' agenda? And better yet, what good does it do us to elect Republicans and Republican majority in the House if they're not going to do their job that we expect them to do?
Yeah, this is the last couple of years and the next couple of years are really going to determine the future for the Michigan GOP. It cannot be understated that the next crop of leaders need to understand they are beholden to the voters. They're not beholden to anybody else in Lansing. They're not beholden to the big corporations. They're beholden to us, the people that are voting. And I think a lot of them fundamentally have lost control of that, you know, including some representatives from my area. It's just kind of like so many of these things are sitting out there, right? All these bills that you've been talking about that the Dems are trying to push through in this lame duck session. Every single one of these bills shows exactly what the Democrats want to do in this state. If any of them get passed, they need to be immediately reversed. I'm disappointed because I'm not hearing any of them, Matt Hall included, talking about fixing this minimum wage law that's going to take effect in February. I want to hear talk about that. They're talking about the roads, right? You know, there's this old Allen Iverson NBA clip from him talking about, we're talking about practice.
Right.
Right? We're talking about the roads? Whitmer was supposed to have fixed that, right? Obviously, we know that she didn't. But this is the drum that we're going to beat now? Matt Hall? Come on, man. There are right. So many more important issues. Not that the roads aren't important, but listen, that's a funding issue. There are so many ways to fix the funding in this state that obviously the Dems have been robbing the last 4 years, or 2 years at least.
Sure.
This stuff has got to stop. Stop spending our monies. Get your hands out of my wallet, right? I want to hear people talk about removing property tax. I want to hear legislators or people running for office talking about putting them back to part-time legislation. I want to hear about them making things better for our elder community that are retiring, that can't afford to live in their own homes. Those are the things that I care about, right? We have so much overreach. This is what my pedestal has been for 4 years.
Yep.
There is so much government overreach. Get them out of our daily lives, right? There's more talk. During the commercial break, I'm reading about a bill to regulate septic tanks in rural Michigan.
Yep.
Fines, imprisonment. Like, this is insane. I had a police chief here threaten to jail me, Randy, for moving cones downtown. These people are way out over their ski tips, and we've got to put them back in their place. We, the people, need to make sure that our voices are heard. And the best way to do that is to show up at the polls and pick people specifically that are going to champion a lot of these things that we want. And that's what we've got to grab a hold of.
Absolutely. Well, here's the other component to this. And this is what I'm shaping up for, preparing for battle, is in 2025, we need to raise money, we need to organize, we need to grow the local parties. Don't worry about the national RNC, forget about it, we don't even care. We need to elect a good chair for the party in March, somebody that is going to agree with our positions, everything you just said, and then go after these specific bills and things that need to be addressed. You brought up the tipped wage situation. We're basically, what, 2 months from today, February, what, 21st or 15th or whenever the heck it is, they're talking about basically changing the complete structure of the restaurant industry here in the state of Michigan, potentially shutting down, I heard now, as high as possibly 25% of the restaurants that are currently open in our state, operating every single day right now, that are going to close if this goes through and they're forced to operate under these new rules. They can't afford it. They can't afford the staff. They can't do it. They can't pay those salaries. So guess what? We're shutting the doors. One out of four restaurants are going to close starting in February, March, April of next year.
I think it's actually, that's conservative, Randy. I think it's actually going to be worse than that. And I'm not a doom and gloom person. The statistics that are coming out, like right now, the one I've been holding on to is 40% of restaurants right now are not solvent. That means they're not making any money. They're in the red. Then you introduce this, the wage law. But on top of that, it's the paid sick leave that we also have to pay. Any business that employs one or more W-2 employee is going to be required to accrue up to 72 hours for a full-time employee. All of them. Part-time, summers, students that come to work, they all get accrued an X amount of hours. And they get to use those with no call, no show, up to 3 or 4 days they can do this. So to me, it is a single fundamental misunderstanding of how money works. Third-party purchases. People need to understand that a third-party purchase, which is every purchase, every dime the government spends, is a third-party purchase. Our money, they're spending. Third-party purchases are the least effective, have the least amount of accountability. That is what our government does, and people need to understand the government's third-party purchasing is drastically out of control.
Explain that for people who economically don't understand what you just said. Third-party purchases, what is that?
So it's the simplest way of putting it. It's other people's money. So, okay, here's an example. For me in the restaurant, I have a couple people that I trust implicitly to order food, order liquor, and beer, right? They're spending my money. In the past, I have had trouble with managers in that position ordering things, actually over-ordering, because it's not their money, right? I've had to let chefs go because to this day, right now, I have 6 containers of onion powder on my shelf. I don't use onion powder in my restaurant, but somehow I have virtually a case of onion powder.
Right.
Now, that's a microcosm, but the point is, there is no responsibility when you get that detached from the spending of that dollar, right? When I spend my money to advertise on a radio station, that's my money that I'm giving to you for a result. Now, right. If I give that money to somebody else, that then changes the dynamic because you're not responsible for the spending of that money.
Right.
That is what happens in government. Government has a ton of money. More money than we can think of, and they spend and spend and spend. The federal deficit, this is crushing us, and people don't even understand the amount of time that has taken for us to have this conversation. Billions of dollars have been spent, and the interest on that is in the millions. It's insane. This is what people need to understand at the local level and grow it towards the state. Stop spending money. Let the taxpayers keep their damn money. Get your hands out of my wallet and let me keep my money. That is, anybody that runs for governor, just run on that platform. Get your hands out of my wallet and let me keep my money. It's that simple.
It's that simple.
Literally that simple.
Because this third party spending, like you're referring to, it's not their money, so they don't care. So they order, you know, a case of onion powder. Yeah, that the restaurant doesn't even need. They spend the money in Lansing on things maybe we don't even want, but, you know, somebody wrote them a check to their campaign to introduce the bill so that they can build this pickleball court. I mean, that's basically what you're talking about.
100%. The only gain that comes from a lot of these things is political favor, right? And that's, again, these people in the full-time positions that we're paying them right now, and I'm talking about Dems and Republicans, Yep. Full-time positions that they're paid with medical benefits. They're not doing the bidding of the people. Right now, to this day, they are not doing what we want. That is why I'm saying part-time these employees now. Part-time. They're not doing what we want, paying them full-time. Let's save the money, put them on part-time status. I know several legislators that would actually love that. They love to be back in their home districts for the majority yep. of their time. And then yep. go down to Lansing or vote. It's 2024. You're telling me we can't figure out how to vote remotely? Like, we've got to, where are the adults, Randy? Step up to the plate. You know what? I'm getting so heated right now, I might run for governor for crying out loud.
Well, you know, it's going to take someone like you, common sense, kind of libertarian leaning, where you have fiscal responsibility, you understand economics, microeconomics, macroeconomics, you understand running a business, and basically surviving in a climate, like you said, 40% of our restaurants right now are in the red, and then they're going to throw this legislative garbage on top of it. It's going to take somebody like you to step up and do this and challenge the status quo, the machine, because they're not getting it, Ian. And I don't know how else to do it other than perhaps having to take away from your business, your family, the commitment that's going to be required. But somebody's got to do something. It's insane. But I got a couple of text messages. Quick update on the south location. People are wanting to come and party with us. How's it looking over there on the south end of town?
Man, that's a great question. Whoever asked that, thank you. I am hoping, I'm looking at my calendar right now. I would love next Tuesday morning when we have a conversation, I would love to be able to tell you that we're going to soft open on Wednesday, the 18th.
The next day. Very good.
The next day.
Very good, because they just want to come and see the place. They said they've been there years ago when it was under the previous owner, and they're just so excited to see, you know, the layout and how the things are going to be operating, and basically come have dinner with you. So, Tom, greatly appreciate that question. And then lastly, Ian, we have a process of gift certificates for people. I've been talking about it on the radio. Explain how folks can get gift certificates for the Iron Pig if they want to give them away for Christmas gifts.
Yeah, we've got a real easy way. You can go to ironpigsmoke.com, and there's actually a link right there that you can purchase e-gift cards, and they can be sent to your mobile phone, or they can be sent to your email address, and then you can actually forward that, or you can print it out, put it in a card, gift that for Christmas, or you can pop right in here in the store, into the restaurant. And if you do that in person, for every $25 gift card that you purchase, physical gift card, you can also purchase e-gift cards in the store too. But for every $25 that you purchase, we'll throw in an extra $5 that you can keep for yourself.
Oh, very good. So get a beer on Ian if you go into the restaurant and purchase in person. So greatly appreciate that, because I've been mentioning it and people have asked me for ironpigsmoke.com. I've been texting it out to people. So hopefully we can get the word out and make Christmas shopping a little easier for everybody.
Absolutely. The other one to check out is ironpigmerch.com. All of our great t-shirts and stuff that we got. I'm wearing one right now that says I'm on a government watch list. One of my other favorites is, of course, one we made for all of your listeners, Trucker Randy sent me. So grab one of those, come into the Iron Pig, grab a gift card.
Great. ironpigmerch.com.
Got it.
All right, sir. Greatly appreciate you, brother. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Trucker Randy.
Bottom of the hour news break. We'll be right back.
Is Michigan News Source, your award-winning news team, covering the big stories that affect you across Michigan and throughout the region.
From Michigan News Source, I'm Cheryl Fritz. Our top story this hour, AT&T will eliminate its landline phone service in almost every state in its service area, including Michigan, the company announced this week. Since early this year, AT&T has said its copper wire phone lines are antiquated and require costly service that is not as effective as wireless broadband networks. However, critics say landlines are crucial service for people who live in rural areas with limited cell service. service, particularly older people who are more likely to rely on landlines. The company is allotting 5 years for the shift to give customers and the Federal Communications Commission proper notice. Mobile carriers must get permission from the FCC before discontinuing landline services for both new and existing customers. Some UP drug arrests